I've been thinking a lot about roles and responsibilities lately, about my role and responsibility as your deacon. I've been thinking a lot about our role and responsibility in serving the marginalized and oppressed, both here in Metro Atlanta and in Africa. And then, as I read the scripture lessons for this week, all of my thoughts shifted and became focused on the central theme in Paul's epistle and Luke's gospel, the theme of reconciliation. For a while, that seemed like a strange mix, the theology of serving, the theology of reconciliation. It just didn't seem to fit. But the more I thought about it, the more it became clear to me that these aren't disparate themes. They are each active components of the other. Our individual responsibility to seek and accept reconciliation with God is pretty clear. God has already taken the first step and is always waiting for us to recognize our need for reconciliation and to move forward. We're to move toward God just as the prodigal son moved toward his father once he came to his senses. In this holy season of Lent, we focus on personal reconciliation. The church gives us a lot of helpful tools, including the sacrament of reconciliation, and I encourage you to consider receiving that sacrament in this holy season. The body of Christ has always had a serious responsibility in this work of reconciliation, and this is the ministry St. Paul calls us to. This corporate responsibility surely must include those who live on the margins. Now, I'll grant you, a lot of them are probably there because of their own doing. Some are criminals, some are addicted to all sorts of substances, and some are weak, some are simply distasteful. Not lost on me that when we look at them, we might just be looking in a mirror. Sometimes the margins where those folks live are on the streets of cities, and sometimes those margins are in the house next door to us. These are people who are not easy to be with, but our experiences confirm that God's healing grace and reconciliation is available to all, even those we don't like to be around. But did you hear the words? Did you hear the words earlier? God has entrusted the message of reconciliation to us. We are to be the ambassadors for Christ. That's the role. Ambassador for Christ. An ambassador to our families, our neighbors, those we dislike, those we distrust, and those who just irritate us to no end. I want to back up for just a minute to the opening verse in today's reading from Paul's letter. From now on, we regard no one from a human point of view. If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. A few years back, a man walked down Peachtree Street in Atlanta near Crawford Long Hospital. Let's give him a name, not his real name. Let's call him Sam. Sam was in his late 40s and what we politely call a complete mess. Let me use his own words as he described his condition at the time. I hadn't had a bath in weeks. My clothes were not only filthy, they were soaked in my own urine and soiled with my own feces. I'd been living on the streets. I came to Atlanta because it had once been my home. I'd just gotten out of prison in Arizona, and I didn't have any place to go. I'd been serving time for my third felony conviction for armed robbery, and those were just the things I was caught doing. There were a lot more. I was mostly drunk, used drugs when I could get my hands on them, and thought I was absolutely worthless. But something in me told me this had to stop. I didn't have a clue how to do that. So I came to that place expecting to get the bum's rush, just like what had happened at other shelters. I couldn't really blame them. Would you want someone who looked and smelled like me in your place? This time, it was so different that I didn't know what to do. They welcomed me there, said yes, I could come in, offered to let me take a shower. They gave me clothes, fed me, gave me a place to sleep. And a woman there hugged me and told me I was a child of God and that God loved me. I was so far from God at that point that I thought she was some kind of crazy person. A still, small voice spoke to Sam and told him it had to stop. And it was surely holy ground he stood on that night when he was welcomed into the safety and comfort of God's love. Well, fast forward a few years to today, actually to yesterday. Sam has a part-time job. He has his own tiny apartment, and he cries every time he talks about it because it's the first time in his life he's had a room of his own. He gets around on a motor scooter that someone gave him, and it was the first vehicle he's ever owned. He's going to school on a regular basis, and he scooters around town, taking the word of God to everyone he meets. Early every morning, I receive two text messages from Sam with scripture that he feels I need to hear that day. So my wonderful friend Sam is truly a new creation. Everything old in his life has passed away, and you need only a few minutes with him to know that he has become new. All of this transformation happened because an ambassador for Christ told him he needed to be reconciled to God and showed him the path to that reconciliation. I'd say that is a ministry of reconciliation. And what does the word ministry mean? In the Bible, it is diakonia. It means service. Sam was newly created because an ambassador for Christ did not see him from a human point of view. If she had, I'm sure she would have been repulsed. But she viewed him from the same point of view that God has, a point of view that doesn't focus on human flaws. Paul tells us everything old has passed away, and that makes room for this new point of view that focuses on everything new and all that will come from that. What I find most interesting about this story is that the folks who welcomed Sam saw him very differently from the man who actually stood before them. Don't judge a book by its cover. How many times do we hear that as children? But oh, how very easy it is for us to forget that. If we continue to look at our neighbors, and especially those who are different from us, if we continue to look at them from a human point of view, it's doubtful that we'll see much more than what is standing in front of us. But as believers in Christ, we have a responsibility to take a longer, deeper look, to seek the inner person in everyone, especially in those who are radically different from us. That's the grace my friend Sam encountered. Someone looked longer, looked deeper, and found a person ready to be reconciled to God. So back to roles and responsibilities for just a minute. Paul says our role is to be ambassadors for Christ. That's about responding to and celebrating our own reconciliation. We need to share what we've received by doing everything we can to help break down the walls that keep others from taking that important step toward God. Most of us may never have a Sam in our lives and be required to abandon our comfort zone, where the need and desire for reconciliation is so obvious, But we do have opportunities every day at work, at church, and at home to be ambassadors for Christ and agents of reconciliation. When someone complains about another church member, we can be certain to mention something about the good work the other member does in the church. Maybe that will encourage a longer, deeper look. When someone complains about a coworker not carrying their share of the load, we can respond by sharing something that we appreciate about that other person. Maybe that will encourage a longer, deeper look. This ministry of reconciliation is up close and very personal. We can't do it sitting on the sidelines. We can do it by helping others take that deeper, longer look to discover God's point of view. That's the role of the ambassador, to represent all that Christ is. The ministry of reconciliation means kicking it up a notch, just like the prodigal son's father, taking risk, getting outside of our comfort zones, and moving into that zone of radical forgiveness and openness. It means taking responsibility for our own reconciliation and then accepting the responsibilities of an ambassador for Christ. I just can't imagine anything much more radical than that. A final thought on our roles and responsibilities, and especially in regard to serving the marginalized and the oppressed. Paul's very clear on this point when he says, "From now on, we regard no one from a human point of view." No one. We are to view all from God's point of view. That includes Christians, Jews, Muslims, the rich, the poor, the immigrants, whether they cross the Atlantic on the Mayflower or the Rio Grande in a rubber raft. All are to be viewed as God views them. Lent is the season of reconciliation. Let's not let these last couple of weeks in Lent slip by us. If you started a Lenten discipline, I pray you'll continue. If you haven't, don't give up. It isn't too late. Start today when you come to this table. Walk away knowing that you've received the body and blood of Christ that was offered to reconcile us to God. It's God taking the first step. The next step is up to us. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.